This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
People pushing others out of the way, people positioning for power, people working in pride to get to the front of the line, so to speak. You say, well, it sounds like a soap opera I watch on Tuesday afternoons. No, it happens to be about the disciples of Jesus Christ. The people who were the closest to Jesus were arguing amongst themselves about who was going to be number one in the organization, who's going to have the most power or prestige. And that can happen in any life, including your life and in my life. Before I talk about the central part of the passage, I want us to look at verses 49 and 50 again, if we could bring that up. Master, said John, we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, because he is not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for whoever is not against you is for you. May I tell you what this represents? It represents what I call exclusivism. Exclusivism existed with the disciples who said, we're the only ones who can do this. We're the only ones who can cast out demons in the name of Jesus. So here's a man trying to help someone by casting out a demon, not in his own power or his own authority, but in the name of Jesus. And the disciples try to stop him and say, who gave you the right to do that? Folks, may I make a parallel example that happens in the body of Christ today? Sometimes people in competition say, well, who does he think he is to do that? Well, who does she think she is to do that in our church? Or who does that person think they are? Instead of encouraging people to do things and to work for the kingdom, sometimes in the body of Christ, people can have this exclusive attitude that it's us and us alone. Some of you may have been raised in a background where you were told, either directly or indirectly, don't tell anybody, but we're the only ones going to heaven. Just keep it a secret, but we're the only ones going to go. Well, I've discovered that anybody who calls Jesus Christ Lord just may be my brother or sister, whether I like it or not. Anyone who says Jesus is the Lord of my life may be my brother or sister, whether I like it or not. And whether they like it or not, they may not want to have me as their brother, but I am, because I say and I share with them that Jesus is Lord. Let me give you a couple of serious illustrations in real life. I mentioned Billy Graham earlier in the message in a humorous way, but this is deadly serious. One day I had lunch with one of the people that worked for Billy Graham, the organization, and he said, Randy, do you know who the most critical people are of Billy Graham? The most vicious letters, the ugliest things that we ever get in the mail, he said, are not from atheists. They're not from people who dabble into witchcraft. They're not from covens of witches. The most vicious stuff we get in the mail are from people who are Christians. Hate mail from Christians, condemning mail from Christian people. And I saw a classic example of that in Columbus. The Sunday before the crusade was to start on Wednesday, a minister in Columbus got in his pulpit and said, Billy Graham is an ambassador of Satan. And he made the front page of one of the papers, and he was so happy he made the paper, so proud of himself. And I asked one of the people that worked for Billy Graham, what's Billy Graham going to do about that? Is he going to make a statement about that? And they said, no, he'll just preach Wednesday night like he always does. And people will come forward and give their lives to Christ. And Thursday night he'll preach another message and people will give their lives to Christ. But it was an example to me how that Christian people can have the attitude that the disciples had. Who does he think he is? He's not one of us.
Well, my guess is, if you're honest, you can think of examples of that in your own family, in your own circle of influence, in your own church. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message again or any other message you may have heard on Cross Hope. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.